Carl, Darren, and Julie had always been close friends since high school. They went their separate ways after graduation, but remained in touch through social media and occasional get-togethers. One fateful night, Carl received a mysterious phone call from an unknown number. The voice on the other end was distorted, but the words sent chills down his spine. "The machines are coming. You three are all that's left to stop them." At first, Carl thought it was some kind of prank or a crazy conspiracy theory. But as he looked at Darren and Julie online, he saw they were both receiving similar calls. Panic set in. The trio gathered at Carl's place, trying to make sense of the situation. They knew each other's strengths. Carl was an expert in computer programming. Darren had a background in robotics engineering, and Julie was a skilled fighter from his martial arts days. But going up against the machine seemed like a daunting task. As they debated what to do, news reports started flooding their social media feeds about strange occurrences happening worldwide. Skyscrapers were toppled, cities were ravaged, entire armies of robotic soldiers were rising up against humanity. It was then that Carl saw the first glimpse of the enemy, a Terminator, its red eye glowing like a demon's gaze, marching through the ruins of a once thriving metropolis. The friends exchanged worried glances. They knew they had to act fast. "We need to get to the lab," Darren said, his mind racing with possibilities. "We might be able to hack into their systems or find a way to disable them, and then what?" Julie asked, ever the pragmatist. "We can't just sit back and wait for them to come after us. We'll cross that bridge when we get there," Carl replied grimly. "For now, let's focus on survival." The three friends grabbed whatever gear they could find, laptops, tools, and a few personal items, and set out into the chaos-filled streets. As they fled, they couldn't help but wonder, what had they gotten themselves into? Suddenly, a Terminator appeared at the end of the street, its advanced sensors locking onto their fleeing forms as they ran. Carl, Darren, and Julie weaved through the wreckage-strewn streets, dodging debris and leaping over obstacles. The Terminator kept pace with them, its mechanical legs pumping in perfect rhythm. "Guys, I think I know how to shake this thing," Darren yelled above the din of sirens and crumbling buildings. "Follow me." He led the way, expertly navigating through alleys and side streets. Carl and Julie followed close behind, their hearts pounding with every step. Suddenly, they found themselves at the edge of a large parking lot. In the center, a sleek black van stood out against the devastation. Darren sprinted towards it, ripping open a door and tossing his backpack inside. It and he yelled, helping Carl and Julie into the van. "This baby's got some tricks up its sleeve." As they climbed aboard, the Terminator halted at the edge of the parking lot, its advanced sensors probing the interior of the van. Friends exchanged worried glances. They knew this could be their last stand. Carl frantically worked on his laptop, trying to hack into the van's systems and get them out of there. Darren prepared a makeshift arsenal from the contents of his backpack. Julie got ready to take on any Terminators that might come their way. Just as Carl managed to override the security system, the Terminator launched itself at the van. The friends held their collective breaths as the vehicle screeched into reverse and sped away from the pursuing robot, but not before it fired a barrage of plasma rounds, shattering windows and raking the van's exterior with sparks. "Whoa!" Carl shouted, clutching his laptop to his chest. "That was close." The friends exchanged relieved glances. They'd managed to escape for now. But as they glanced in the rearview mirror, they saw the Terminator hot on their heels, its advanced sensors locked onto them like a laser-guided missile, and that's when everything went black. As the van sped away from the Terminator, Carl, Darren, and Julie breathed a sigh of relief. They'd managed to escape, but they knew it was only a matter of time before the machines caught up with them again. "What's our plan, guys?" Darren asked, his eyes scanning the surroundings as he kept watch for any signs of pursuit. Carl rubbed his temples, trying to think through the situation. "We need to find a way to defeat them. We can't keep running from these things forever." Julie nodded in agreement. "And we need to do it without getting caught. Those Terminators are like nothing I've ever seen before." As they debated, the van's GPS system beeped, signaling an incoming message. Carl's eyes lit up as he recognized the sender, a mysterious figure known only as Zero Cool. "Guys, we might have a lead," Carl said, his voice tinged with excitement. "Zero Cool is offering us a chance to escape on their ship." Darren raised an eyebrow. "Who is this Zero Cool, and what's their deal?" Carl shrugged. "I don't know much about them, but they seem to be on the same wavelength as us. They're fighting against the machines too," Julie snorted. "Sounds like a bunch of hippie nonsense to me. What's in it for us?" As Carl worked out the details with Zero Cool, the three friends couldn't help but wonder what kind of crazy adventure lay ahead. "All right, guys," Carl said finally, his eyes gleaming with anticipation. "We've got a meeting with Zero Cool at an abandoned warehouse on the outskirts of town. We'll need to be careful. There are probably more Terminators lurking around." Darren grinned. "Time to get our game faces on and see what kind of trouble we can get into, bros." As they prepared for their encounter with Zero Cool, the three friends couldn't help but spark up a joint and share a laugh. "What's the worst that could happen?" Julie asked, passing the weed around the circle. Carl shrugged. "Well, we might get caught by the machines and turned into Terminators ourselves," Darren chuckled. "Or we might just find a way to blow this whole thing up and watch it all go boom." As they laughed and joked, the three friends felt a fleeting sense of freedom as if nothing could touch them. But little did they know, their encounter with Zero Cool was only the beginning. As they arrived at the abandoned warehouse, Carl, Darren, and Julie couldn't help but feel a sense of unease. They'd been warned to be careful, and now they were about to meet with someone who was supposed to be helping them escape from the Terminators. "Hey guys," Dom said, emerging from the shadows. He was their regular marijuana dealer, known for his extensive connections and ability to get them whatever they wanted, including some of the best weed in town. "What you doing here, Dom?" Darren asked, eyeing him suspiciously. Dom shrugged. "Just trying to help out. You know, I've got some connections that can get us some serious firepower if we're willing to take a few risks." Carl's eyes lit up. "You mean like guns and stuff?" Dom nodded. "Yeah, exactly. And maybe even some tech that'll help us stay one step ahead of the Terminators," Julie snorted. "Sounds too good to be true, Dom. What you getting out of this?" Dom grinned. "Oh, just a little something-something for me. You know, I've got some acquaintances who might be willing to help us out if we can help them with something they need." The three friends exchanged skeptical glances. "What do you want us to do?" Carl asked warily. Dom leaned in, his voice taking on a conspiratorial tone. "I've heard rumors that there's a secret underground bunker hidden somewhere in the city. Supposedly, it's got some serious tech and could be the key to taking down the Terminators once and for all." Darren's eyes widened. "You mean like a secret base or something?" Dom nodded. "Exactly, and I think we might have a way to get inside if we're willing to take a few risks." "Of course," Carl hesitated. "I don't know, man, this sounds like a lot of trouble for us to get involved in," but Dom just grinned. "Trust me, guys, this is gonna be huge. We can make some serious bank off this and maybe even find a way to take down those machines once and for all." As they debated the pros and cons with another joint, the three friends couldn't help but feel a thrill of excitement. They'd always been on the fringes of society, never really getting too close to the action. But now, with Dom's connections and their own willingness to take risks, they might just find themselves in the middle of something big.